listening to The Foundation of Wellness, a refreshing take on diet and lifestyle. With Jessica Dogert, a registered dietitian nutritionist, and Marisa Moon, a primal health coach.
Hey, my name is Jessica Dogert, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I'm also the voice behind Mindful Musings, a multifaceted food, wellness, and lifestyle journal launching in June of 2018 in order to inspire others to just treat their bodies right so they can unlock confidence and energy in every area of their life.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm Marisa Moon, the real food recipe blogger from My Longevity Kitchen. And I'm a certified primal health coach who helps people make sense of all the conflicting health advice out there. And I do that by honoring the wisdom of our ancient ancestors and then adapting those lessons for modern life. Jessica and I also work together for High Vibe, the most notably awesome organic juice bar in Chicago. And it happens to be both paleo and vegan.
Yeah, we're actually the faces of the company. You'll find us starring in Facebook Live videos and YouTube videos together, and that's why we decided to co-host this podcast, because we love to share a perspective on health and wellness.
Yeah, we were trying to think of the best way to kick off this first episode and to introduce ourselves to you. So we came up with some cool ideas, like we're going to talk about the top three biggest struggles I've experienced with my own health and the top three most impactful changes that I made to address them. And then Jessica's going to tell us about the top three game changers that she encourages her clients to pursue on their own health journey. So why don't you get started by telling us about you, Jessica?
Absolutely. Okay, so a little bit about me. I graduated from Purdue University with a dual degree in dietetics as well as nutrition, fitness, and health, and post-college and post-dietetic internship at UFC Medicine Ingalls Memorial, I took a just very untraditional route as a dietitian, and I got my hands wet in food startups, and I continue to work under this national nutrition expert. So basically, you could say that I adore everything wellness, and I also adore everything entrepreneurial. You know, my goal is to use this podcast as a platform to just connect with others from around the world and help them live just their most nutritious life. And you guys want to know what I'm really incredibly passionate about? Neuronutrition. So neuro means brain, and nutrition means nutrition for the brain. I love to talk about things like nootropics and CBD oil and adaptogens and happiness hacks. And I know that a lot of these terms may be unfamiliar to you, but we're totally going to touch on them in episodes to come. And simply put, these things just help you think more clearly, and they help you handle stress better. And who doesn't want more of that? So you may be wondering why all this focus on the brain, and that's because the brain runs the show. I mean, think about mood and focus and creativity and confidence and things like stress and anxiety. They're just real issues that I believe people want to discuss and I believe that people want to resolve. So are you guys ready for my top three game changers that I encourage clients to pursue in their own health journey?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you guys are. And make sure you stick around because I'm going to walk you through one of these mental shifts just like I would with my clients. So the first mental shift is switching from perhaps like an all or nothing mentality to anything is better than nothing. So basically what I'm trying to say here is show up for yourself. 80% of success is showing up. So let's think about this in terms of exercise. You know, it's not necessarily about how much you do or how fast you do it. It's really just about showing up for yourself. Okay, you guys, so I had a client text me the other day, and this is what she said. Today, I told myself to get on the treadmill and walk a mile. Once on there, I ended up wanting to do more. I'm going to repeat that. Once on there, I ended up wanting to do more. Moral of the story, showing up is the habit to create, and that is the habit that matters most. How simple yet powerful. Okay, moving on to the second mental shift I encourage clients to pursue, and that's dropping the mentality that fat makes you fat. Oh my goodness, you guys, fat does not make you fat like we thought in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even now.
Amen.
It actually keeps you satisfied and it keeps you energized. Think back to your high school chemistry class. I'm going to bash carbohydrates for a bit. They're made up of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen molecules with these simple single bonds connecting them. These bonds are easily broken and nutrients are quickly pulled into your blood. But you guys know what? That is not the case with healthy fats. Fats have very complicated double bonds, and it requires much more time to break down in your belly and just travel into the blood. This in turn is going to boost satiety, and it's going to keep you very full. Plus, fat helps you burn fat, and it might not make sense to you, but dietary fat actually helps to pull stored fat out of your cells and used for, you guessed it, energy. Okay, and moving on to the last mental shift that I encourage clients to pursue, and that's just to detox from the word obsession. So for example, obsession with calories, obsession with a scale, and obsession with punishment. But my absolute favorite is obsession with the end goal. And this means that, you know, I'll only be happy once I accomplish something, or I can only be happy once I meet the end goal. You know, once I lose those 15 pounds, perhaps I could buy that red dress that I've always wanted. Obsession with the end goal, it just does not work, you guys. This mentality is actually going to just zap joy out of your life. And joy is the success element. You know, a tagline of mine is just joyful vibes attract magical outcomes. So what can we do instead? How about we actually enjoy the process? Okay, so researchers discovered that people who are most successful, they switch their focus away from these long-term goals and instead they focus on something like an immediate benefit. Here are two examples for you guys. So exercisers naturally did about 10 minutes more on a treadmill and they felt more energized after a workout if they focused on how good they'd feel right away rather than a long-term goal of weight loss. Flossers were more likely to floss if they focused on how fresh and clean their teeth felt right away instead of focusing on a long-term goal of preventing gum disease. You know, most of us focus on how great the outcome is going to be, whether that be weight loss, a blog launch, and true, it's going to give us this initial motivation boost. However, if all we do is focus on the goal, motivation is going to burn out. And that's because we are not wired to care so much about the future. So instead, we have to really just switch our focus. We need to focus on the pleasure that we feel now. You know, I feel really proud of myself for making a good food choice, or I'm in such a better mood for going on that afternoon walk. It's really important to focus on these daily, immediate pleasures that we get from doing daily tasks and habits. That's the key to success. My challenge for all of you listeners is to really just focus on the short-term benefits of choices that you're going to be making throughout the day. So let's say, for example, I choose to have a bulletproof coffee in the morning instead of a bagel and cream cheese for breakfast. I know that that coffee is going to leave me feeling laser focused and productive, whereas that bagel is going to leave me feeling really sluggish and bloated and blah. At the end of the day, it's all about making choices that liberate you. So what I want you guys to do is just think about how the behavior will impact you within the next few hours. And that is much more motivating and much more powerful than thinking way too much in the future. So there you have it. Those are three mental shifts that I encourage clients to pursue. Anything is better than nothing. Fat does not make you fat. And enjoy the process of getting healthier. So Marisa, you have a really compelling story about how and why you got into the health coaching industry. Can you share a little bit of your story with us now?
Sure. Well, and thanks for teaching us those tips. I mean, I could definitely use some help remembering what the immediate impact is going to be of something I'm doing. And I think a lot of our clients can too, because we're not really in touch sometimes enough to relate the feeling or immediate benefits or outcomes of something. You know, with food sensitivities, one of the things I'm going to talk about in my struggles, that's an immediate reaction that helps me make choices in the future. Right. But without those, sometimes people are like, maybe I won't feel so bad if I have a bagel and cream cheese. Only after enough times of feeling bad and actually making a mental note of it can you really tie those events together, right?
Right.
So a lot of health coaches get on the same journey as me because they went through something that was so hard for themselves, like with their health. And it's because of the struggles that I'm about to explain that I decided to become a health coach. So the first struggle was my IBS. It was undiagnosed IBS. First of all, what is IBS, right? If you're not sure, maybe you've heard of the acronym before, but it stands for Irritable Bowel Syndrome. It's a series of these symptoms from various causes that are mostly misunderstood or unknown even at the doctor's office. And these symptoms cause you extreme emotional and even physical discomfort. So I'm going to spare the listeners the details here, but imagine I'm a 26-year-old, never knowing when it's time for a surprise trip to the restroom. And imagine you're regularly feeling uncomfortable being romantic with your spouse or partner because you have gas and bloating and major stomach cramps, things you can't control. I was tired of dealing with these embarrassing IBS symptoms and sick of feeling like I wasn't living my best life. I wanted to know what causes gas and irritable bowel symptoms and then learn to control them. I wanted to feel confident, you know? I was young. I wanted to feel like a healthy woman my age should feel. I remember everyone was thinking, you look so healthy, there can't be anything wrong with you, or, you know, that's just the way it is sometimes. But nobody understood why I was so unsatisfied. That's why I needed to look for answers myself. I felt like nobody understands, and I have nobody to talk to about it. A lot of my clients share similar feelings. When you have no one to ask questions to or no one to help you get through it, it can be really discouraging. But I had this epiphany that I can find the answers as to why my body is not functioning properly, and that's thanks to the internet. I had this sudden hunger and determination for answers, and I had this new confidence that the answers were actually out there. I imagined that a great place to find the answers was in the field of nutrition, and I started asking questions eventually to find those answers. It was a process, I'll tell you. But a process that was just catapulted in the right direction once I implemented the first game changer I'm going to mention after I get through these top three struggles. So struggle number two was my battle with chronic fatigue syndrome. It's really just this feeling of unexplained, tiresome fatigue and just total lack of energy. I think for anyone with chronic fatigue syndrome, you'll know it creeps up on you. You kind of have a hard time discerning, like, when did it start or when did it start to progress? I didn't have a regular job at the time. I was a bartender and I could wake up whenever I wanted to. And on nights that I wasn't bartending, I went to sleep whenever I felt like it. But this lack of a routine made it difficult for me to see if I was exhausted because I didn't get enough sleep or exhausted because I wasn't on a schedule. If you have kids or a job that you have to be at a certain time in the morning, then you are on a routine and it would be so obvious that you can't function. But I would sleep in regularly until noon and I would take naps throughout the day. It was kind of hard to see this thing coming on. But at the worst of it, the worst time with my chronic fatigue, I was unable to even stand up straight or hold something like a phone or a coffee mug for more than a few minutes. I would rest my arm on the table to talk on the phone. I was crying every day at this point, feeling like my legs were filled with sand and I was over 200 pounds instead of the 125 pounds I felt like, because it just felt like my body was so heavy and everything was so difficult. So that was a serious struggle and a lot of sleep hacking was involved that I'll tell you about over the course of the next few episodes. Now, my third struggle, it was kind of hard for me to narrow it down to the third thing. I've been through a few other things I'm not mentioning today, but this is something I'm still struggling with, still trying to figure out. I have a high resting heart rate, and my heart rate gets really fast and intense, like heart palpitations, when I have a big meal, especially with wine or alcohol, and followed by dessert. I started to notice this slowly with the help of a sleep tracker, and I realized that's not a good resting heart rate. It doesn't really make sense because I'm seemingly in shape and healthy. But when I felt the heart palpitations after a big meal, after eating ice cream or dessert, or drinking a couple glasses of wine, I realized there was a pattern here developing. So I'm excited to get a food sensitivity panel, even though I've not always been a fan of those or recommending them to my clients. They can be kind of misleading, but it might start to point me in the right direction, because even some healthy foods like these purple potato chips that I love from Jackson's Honest, they're made with coconut oil, I get this weird rapid heart rate after I eat those too. So there's a lot we can learn that we can't get from self-experimentation alone, and that's why I'm thinking about a food sensitivity panel. But I'm also waiting for my turn to see this local functional medicine cardiologist. I made an appointment several months ago, and my turn is finally coming up. You'll notice if you ever try and get a functional medicine doctor that they have a long wait list because the industry is changing and people want a doctor that's going to start paying attention to them in a holistic way.
I love that.
Yeah, we'll talk about functional medicine more in upcoming episodes, so don't worry if that's unfamiliar to you. So let's get into my top three game changers before we wrap up this episode, because I did find some solutions to these struggles. Now, number one, dealing with my IBS, I had to remove gluten. I had to know if gluten was causing those symptoms, because it's very common that people with IBS symptoms are dealing with that because of a food sensitivity. So the change in my life of removing gluten was immediate, and it couldn't be denied. So even though I did not, of course I did not want to give up gluten. I mean, I'm Italian, you guys. Pizza, pasta, bread, that's just our way of life. I mean, to give it up was just so, so hard. But as soon as I noticed the change and it could heal my IBS and my leaky gut, it was totally worth it. And that alone could be its own episode too. So the number two game changer regarding my chronic fatigue was a combination of things, but I'm going to focus on these two things right now, is my sleep position and my sleep schedule. Now, I told you I wasn't on a regular schedule. I didn't wake up at the same time or go to sleep at the same time. And our bodies really need that. It has to do with a lot of different hormones that kick in and change the way that we feel in the morning, when it's time to go to sleep at night. We need these hormones to be on a routine. They expect to have some predictable behavior from you. And so once I got on a sleep schedule, the only thing standing in my way was really my sleep position. I heard sleeping on your back was the best position, so I started doing that a little while before my chronic fatigue happened. And little did I know I had sleep apnea. So even though I'm not really overweight or anything, I can still have sleep apnea. And so good thing my partner noticed that. I didn't realize I would stop breathing here and there throughout the night. And by the way, the only reason I knew I was having these sleep troubles is because I had a sleep tracker. My Fitbit and various other sleep trackers I've tried were showing that I was waking up 20 to 25 times a night. That's how I discovered it was my sleep position. But my sleep schedule has made such a big difference in my life. Now, number three, regarding my fast heart rate and my sensitivity to a full meal or certain foods or sugar. You know, the biggest game changer here was me just like waking up to the reality of this situation, becoming aware. I'm not really good at that, noticing patterns in the way that I feel and the way that something makes me feel, or, you know, my tendency to do a certain thing repeatedly. So that was already very huge to put the link there and say, this happens every time I'm really full, or every time I drink wine with dinner, or every time I have dessert after a big meal. That alone was such a game changer for me, because now I can finally start to do something about it.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that. I mean, I love how you took control of your health and how you continue to take control of your health. I mean, you inspire me daily, and I'm so grateful that we get to co-host this podcast together. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know that you guys are busy, and that's why we want to keep episodes short and sweet, and we want to share actionable content with you guys. So stay tuned for next week's episode, all about how you can become more resilient to stress today and just the many sources of stress that you might not even be aware of.
Yeah, stress is a big deal, and I'm so glad we're going to talk about that. So subscribe to our new podcast channel so you'll always have the latest episode. And head over to Facebook to like our new Facebook page for the podcast. It's called the Foundation of Wellness Podcast. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.